Job offers are pouring in for the homeless man with the golden voice, Jim Packard. And in the news, Sarah Palin's Alaska canceled due to lack of Inuit. That's my favorite joke, and I'm going to quit, and I don't think I'll top it. Next up on TLC, Bristol doesn't do Phoenix. In Washington, little Fockers take office. That's good, too, though, don't you think? Tea Partiers open Congress by dumping copies of the Constitution into the Potomac. The first time in 250 years there have been powdered wigs on Capitol Hill. It's kind of exciting. Excuse me. The Speaker opened the session by reading the parts of the Constitution he liked. The Second Amendment only takes about 60 seconds. And it was on to business. Republicans were hoping to repeal Hawaii's statehood before he got back from Honolulu. So then the birthers would have been right then at that point. Excuse me. The House Committee on Investigations calls the Obama administration the most corrupt since the Bush administration. Pentagon to save $78 billion by converting to Call of Duty Black Ops. So we go totally virtual. A good idea, don't you think?
I like it.
You play that one, don't you?
I do. I literally just got it.
You literally just got it?
I literally just got it.
Now, well, why would you say literally? Why don't you just say, I just got it?
If I just got it, that could have been when it came out, you know, like last month.
But I'm implying that people of your generation use the word literally.
No, they use it incorrectly all the time.
But not incorrectly, but why even say literally?
I have no idea.
Really. We're going to get along.
It's working out so far.
It's working on. It's doing good. Okay. The bad news is Cheney's heart pump is made by Halliburton. Long-awaited Gulf oil disaster report says BP had one of those days. The Columbus, Ohio man with the great voice, the new presidential press secretary. Chinese stealth fighter looks suspiciously like fortune cookie. Looks like Taylor Hefner next. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the 84-year-old Hugh Hefner, warned about fatal consequences of marrying a 24-year-old, says if she dies, she dies. And if there's an older joke, would you send it to me, please? With the N's removed, it is now Huckleberry Fih. Page 3. There's a sudden increase in Republican, Republican on Republican crime, reported. The Enterprise commander says no Navy without seamen. Well, you know the Navy. What happens on the fantail stays on the fantail, I say. Uproar as John Stewart compares president to Star Wars Jar Jar Binks. Okay, you're right. It's out. Reagan pretty much unchanged on 100th birthday. Brett Favre to be pocket fisherman spokesman. And they said he wouldn't get endorsements. Michael Steele offered porter job at Republican National Committee. At $50 billion, Facebook valuation comes to $500 million a friend. Those are expensive friends you got there. Woman groped by Donald Duck feels goofy. This is the A material now. We've gone to the... excuse me. Every 36 years, like clockwork, Jerry Brown is governor of California. You know that news. Scientists find that a crying woman is nearly as big a turnoff as a laughing woman. Oh, you know what I mean. Yeah. Okay. Inquirer and Star merged to form two-ply paper. Okay. A court rules strip search of male inmate by female guard unconstitutional even if he asks for it. Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin tear each other's eyes out. pull hair. Some hair pulling there, too. Kate and William register at Target. They're trying to play down the whole royal thing. It's kind of cute. They're a cute couple. I like them so far. And another setback for the Broadway Spider-Man, leading lady spider eats leading man spider. That was bound to happen. Montel fails to put his hash pipe in a quart-sized bag at Milwaukee Airport. That's true. And Paul Soglin, a run for mayor of Madison in 1968. Okay. That was the Sacco finish. Well, hear about this. And I don't know about you, but I've just seen my first You Must Have Been Born on This Date in 1990 sign at the tavern. So happy New Year. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. At the tavern there, I see. Oh, it wasn't a bar. It was a tavern.